The Morning Stretch with Mark and Brian, coming up.
Good morning. Well, it looks like it's going to start, become a rainy Tuesday, but just not right now, so do enjoy. It is 7:35, Tuesday morning. Morning, Schulte.
Morning.
Boy, did it rain yesterday. Do you think it rained? A couple inches?
At least.
Three or four, maybe? I'll have to ask Tim.
Every time I looked outside.
Right?
Pouring.
All day. And most of it stopped last night, but I think it's going to start up again later this morning. Green blob a-coming. But it sure is green around here. I don't know if you can get any greener than that. Thick, lush, dark.
Wheel of Birthdays!
Kevin Tighe from TV's Emergency, 75 today. Danny Bonaducci is 60. John Slattery is in Iron Man and Ant-Man and Avengers and all those.
Yeah?
57 today. Sebastian Stan, he's Bucky Barnes in all those Marvel movies. He's 37 today. They've made so many movies that quite often there are multiple birthdays on the same days of Marvel people.
Really?
That shit happens 10 times a year.
Hmm.
When you've made 18 movies or whatever it is.
Right.
Final birthday for today.
Wow, it's quite
Corey Fogelmanis. He's Farkle on Girl Meets World. He's 20 today.
Local celebrities. Happy 5th birthday to Emmett Ross. Turns big 5 today. And mother-daughter birthday, Brenda and Ashley Ross. Happy birthday. She's working today. Brenda is First City Liquor. You know who she is. Say hi today and happy birthday. My Aunt Patty. She's lives in Sacramento or California somewhere. Happy birthday, Aunt Patty. Alan Efta, happy birthday. And Aaron Morgan, spin the wheel. Find out who gets our Dairy Queen treat. We'll go to Emmett Ross. Stop by the station, pick up your certificate from Dairy Queen. Wheel of Birthdays, the morning stretch. Good morning. It's 7:37. Don't you know trivia brought to us by Marketplace Foods. Got you all hooked up for your next feast. Or just simple something tonight. We had brown sugar chicken. One of my favorites.
I had leftovers last night.
Well, sometimes you have to have leftovers.
The leftovers were spicier than the first time I made them. Like a lot. I don't know where it came from.
Wow, it's like a fine wine, huh? It aged in the fridge?
It did.
Nice.
Vintage technology.
Vintage technology. I'm ready. I'm ready.
What product was originally called the Soundabout when it was first introduced in the U.S. in 1970?
The Soundabout?
The Soundabout.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
When you hear the answer, you'll be like, oh, I should have got that.
The Soundabout. Think you know, don't you know, 444-1037. Good morning, it's 7:42. Good morning. It is 7:46, morning stretch, here on your Tuesday. Our final Go 100 for Health group walk for this season is today. Tonight, actually, we should say. This afternoon, 5 o'clock. The last part of your afternoon, just before the evening.
Bummed.
I wonder, it's going to be raining at 5. Probably not. That's my guess. We'll ask Megan. We'll deal with that later. And then we're back at the Sanford Center tomorrow. Health and Harvest Fest, free all day. free screenings. Blood pressure, total cholesterol, HDL cholesterol. One of those is where they just finger prick you. 90 seconds later, they got a result. No fasting required. Pig out.
Might be a little counterproductive.
Right. Women's health, general women's health, hearing screenings, head and neck screening, tobacco cessation program, stroke prevention, cardio check, range of motion also. All free tomorrow. Also, something that's free, the Sanford chip that has all your medical information on it.
Mm-hmm.
Free for, Sanford provides that free for all veterans. Nice. Classy. And Amber Lynn, who's been on multiple times, she will be doing food demonstrations throughout the day tomorrow. Stop and sample that.
Salon. She promises the beets will be delicious.
Mm-hmm. I bet they are. Plus, a couple of really good seminars tomorrow. Alan Zutz will have a Social Security seminar. It's always helpful every year. 10:30, if you're at that point. Good for you. Thomas Swanson and Vaughn will have a seminar on geriatric care management. Gotta have it. New this year is our kids camp. Bouncy house. What more do you need? But we'll meet with Krista Drake down at the waterfront today, and she'll provide a nature walk tomorrow. She's with the Minnesota DNR. Home Depot construction project. Got like 100 kits, or just under 100, so come early. Sanford Children's Therapy, as we talked to Tanya, remember yesterday, she was telling us all about how they'll just have these fun things for the kids to do. There'll be screening going on. And like we said, it's all free tomorrow.
When was the last time you had any medical thing done ever? Free.
Free. Thank you to Sanford Health. And a lot of other vendors will be there. Visit with them too, your local experts. And it's 10 to 3 tomorrow. Don't you know trivia? Got him. I almost got him today, Schultzy. Brought to you by Marketplace Foods.
What product was originally called the Soundabout when it was first introduced in 1970?
Morning, Stretch.
Don't you know it's a Sony Walkman?
It is a Sony Walkman.
Nice. Did you guys own one?
I did.
Did you?
Yes.
How long before it broke?
A couple days.
Right?
15 years.
Yeah. That's when you first realize you can't glue stuff like that.
Right.
Did you guys have an earpiece that broke?
Oh, the door and everything else.
Did both your earpieces work?
Duct tape the headband together.
Yeah. Ah, the good old days. Hey, what are you doing this weekend?
Hopefully going to the lake.
Good place to go.
Right?
Fish or just sit there and hang out?
Little of both.
Excellent. Been catching any?
No, been really slow.
Ah, so you've been fishing, not catching.
Yes.
Well, better luck this weekend.
All right, thanks.
Congratulations, Larry. You got it, huh?
If you think about it, the glues that are available now, you could have glued your Walkman.
You think?
Back then, you only had Elmer's.
That's when Super Glue first came out. I think, right? That's why they needed it. They needed a super glue to never get your Walkman headphone. And that one flimsy wire is amazing how long it did actually. And the band, some were plastic, some were, I don't remember, but those were amazing machines for back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
They played the
considering
radio.
Your other option was a boombox.
Right.
That'd be the size of a car now.
Right. Those were the good old days. What are you talking about?
Needed 18 D-cell batteries.
Right. Was that the big one?
The thing weighed 35 pounds.
No kidding.
Back when they played music videos on MTV.
I remember the battery situation. Never had enough battery. And then some of them had the cord in the battery case, right?
Yep.
And then most ended up with the back hatch.
Broken.
See, you had duct
more tape
on it. Yeah. But they ride. That's how you jammed. See what efforts the older generation's now demographics.
Now you
went
turn
through.
On a Bluetooth headphone and it automatically syncs to your phone, and you just say, "Hey Google," or "Hey Siri, play
what
me
up?
The morning stretch."
You can do that. You can tell Alexa, "Alexa, play this." We'll do it. Good morning. It's 7:52. Good morning. It is 7:56. Morning stretch on a Tuesday. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning. How are you?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Really? Well, it stopped raining.
Yes.
Briefly.
I went out and got started on an arc.
Mm-hmm.
It had to have rained at least 3 inches yesterday.
I still can't find, 8 a.m. August. Oh, 12 to August. There's the green. Okay, it gives me, but it doesn't give me a legend. Okay, it looks like anywhere. It looks like, according to weather, so it's like anywhere from 2 to 2.5. But that's, it could be localized more in some areas.
Well, I just, yeah, it had to at least 3.
It could be. It was that slow-moving low-pressure system I went through.
It certainly was.
It was. We're not done yet, but at least today it's not going to be. It's going to be isolated chances. We have this other system moving down from Canada, so we're going to see cloudy skies. Like I said, isolated chances more this afternoon. We'll see cool temperatures only in the upper 60s for a high for today, with, again, lingering chances for some showers and thunderstorms for tonight. Mostly cloudy skies, low of 52. We'll see a nice day tomorrow, a nice break, blend of clouds and sun, high of 72 with partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, low of 53. We do have another system that could bring us some more chances of showers and thunderstorms Thursday and into Friday. As of right now, just pretty isolated. We'll see high 76 on Thursday, 78 on Friday.
As I was looking for someplace that had yesterday's rainfalls,
I
found a website that says average rainfall in Bemidji, Minnesota in February is 0.6 inches.
Oh, good.
That makes sense.
I'm like, these people have never been here.
Well, rainfall in February?
We do not call it rainfall in February.
I know. Well, I can say that's why I say 0.6 inches is probably right, because it doesn't rain in February.
It does not.
I bet
it has
before.
Like
the snow total.
Average
it's
rain.
It's like 0.6 inches followed by 60 inches of snow.
Average rainfall days, Bemidji, Minnesota, February 8.
Wow.
This website's dumb. Yeah, this website is stupid.
Eight days out of the year?
In February.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
I guess if it's a warm February.
And there's somebody buying this banner ads on that website. Just wasting money.
Sure is.
So, we're,
I can look on the radar. Let me look at, see if it's going to be nice to me.
It's elusive, this amount of rainfall that has fallen.
Yep.
You'd think everybody would be, well, sometimes you got to get to where the people that, have rain gauges in some pretty good locations. And not under an eave. Yeah, still can't find her, huh? Well, that would be I was just telling Megan that we share all the phone lines up here because she tried to call in a couple times.
I know. It was like, sorry, your call cannot be completed. And then I called again and it just rang once. And I was like, nope, I'm going to make it. It was third time's a charm.
Did you think, did I dial that wrong for a second?
I was like, yeah, first I was like, oh, maybe I dialed it wrong. And then I was like, uh-oh, did they pay their phone bill?
Oh, right.
Are the lights out?
When was the last time you had to think about that?
What, paying the phone bill?
Yeah.
Right.
It just happens automatically.
Right. That's got to be good for the phone companies and cell phone companies. They get paid right away, don't they? Want to eat?
I bet you there's people that pay their phone bill before they pay their mortgage.
My parents pay my cell phone. That's the only thing. My brother and I, that's like, they said they were going to give it back over to me when they retired, which was like last year, so I'm just not going to say anything.
Well, at least tomorrow there'll be sunshine and stuff.
I know, my parentals come tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. Well.
So they're going to be nice and, like, take me to Sam's Club and all this stuff. I'm like, I don't have any money to buy. They're going to help look for a new couch.
Ooh.
My old couch is okay. It's kind of like, I don't know, it's like too firm. But the only thing that's good about it is it has a couch bed. And it's a really good couch bed. So I'm still going to keep it. It's just going to be on the other side of the wall.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, so it's going to be more like a cushy couch. Like those cushy ones.
I had a cushy couch once.
Yeah?
And after about 8 minutes, I'm like, why did I buy this thing?
Oh, no.
What? See, the
because you just kind of sink into it, and it was not comfortable.
Really?
On a cushy
couch. Whatever my brother has, he has a really good couch. I want something like that.
I think that the true is you have to get horizontal on it because this couch has to be purposeful with just general sitting, people visiting, right?
Yeah.
Looks.
But I usually lay across my couch. The other one causes me like back problems, probably because I sit terribly on it.
Right. But then there is also the horizontal position of a couch that you have to. It's like buying a bed.
It is.
Don't you buy no couch unless you've laid on it.
Yeah, exactly.
To where, like, and get in a position that you like to rest and see if you can fall asleep.
I should bring, like, my PlayStation controller with me so I can, like, hold it and be like, okay, right. this is good.
And say, hey, not catch good. Me. I'll probably start drooling.
speak for yourself.
I'm just kidding. I'm just a kid.
And then eat more, about 10 pounds more food.
Because your couch?
No, just because my brother and his girlfriend came, we ate like 10 pounds of food. So now my mom and dad are coming, so it's going to be another 10 pounds of food.
So you're going to eat poorly? Is that what you're saying?
Probably. Oh, she wants to go to Famous Dave's because there's none back home.
Right.
Like, oh, okay.
You can come here. I'd make you a brisket tornado.
Oh, a brisket tornado. Ooh, there was a tornado close to home last night in Taylorville, which is about like 25 minutes from Springfield.
Ooh.
I'm out. It was pretty sweet on. It was like your classic textbook.
Was it?
Yeah.
Where was Dorothy?
Yep.
Toto. Isn't that your first engagement of a tornado?
What?
It was the Wizard of Oz?
Wizard of Oz, yeah. I think Twister was really for me.
Oh, really? Well, I guess that dates.
But all my friends kept texting me and calling. I was like, it's bedtime. It's like 7 o'clock, and they know I'm sleeping.
Oh, and they were like, are we going to be okay?
They're like, what's it coming?
I'm standing outside looking. It looks like a tornado.
I was like, use the radar. I've taught you all well.
Let's call our meteorologist friend who lives, roughly 10 hours from here.
Yeah, right.
It's just say, why aren't you in bed in the shelter? Moron.
Exactly.
You're not my friends. Hey, you have a good Tuesday.
You too.
Talk to you tomorrow. Good morning. It's 8:04.
It's the Morning Stretch with Mark and Brian.
Wake it up, wake it up, wake it up.
On Mix 103. Listening to the Morning Stretch.
In the morning on the way to school.
All the time, every morning on the way to work.
The morning show is hilarious. They crack me up every morning.
On Mix 103.
Good morning, Northern Minnesota. Welcome to a Tuesday. Some clouds. Well, mostly clouds, I guess you should say. 8:07, Tim and the crew, Simonson Market Cafe. Good morning.
Good morning.
How is everything drying out down there?
Yeah, it's damp, but it's on the mend, I guess.
I think it's going to rain some more today.
Yeah, is it supposed to?
Yeah.
I haven't really checked.
That radar's not looking friendly.
Radar. More north of us, though, isn't it? Looks darker in the north.
Oh, yeah. It'll creep its way down here.
Creep.
It didn't split around Bemidji yesterday.
Nope.
Didn't?
Hey, can you get a
rain report from your wife?
Yeah.
Can I get one?
Yeah.
I suppose.
Our trained meteorologist couldn't even tell us how much rain we got.
We couldn't find any.
Oh. Well, I haven't got the word yet, but I'm sure it was an inch and a half or better.
All of that rain yesterday?
She said anywhere from 2 to 3.
She said 2, 2.5. I said 3.
I said 4.5 or better.
That's
better means could be 2 or 3.
Oh, I gotcha. That's a good. You know, that's a good thing you brought that up because this is a learning moment.
Yeah.
Because what is the definition of better or a little more, right?
Yeah.
And some change. What is can and some change equal all the way up to 94 cents?
Yeah.
I suppose
it's on the high
some
side.
Change. I saw a dude at the store the other day paid for $8 worth of stuff all in dimes and nickels.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm not literally the change, but the term. Just as you know, and a little change, you know, 10 and a little change. He was saying that about, anyway. You follow me?
I'm following you. Gotcha. I'm not understand where you're going, but I'm following you. Some people just say, keep the silver, I'll take the dollars.
Yeah, but you guys are not taking that term. And I was talking about statements.
Of fact?
Yes. Back to what's for breakfast.
Keep the change.
Got it.
Anything that's not paper is change.
What percentage of your customers pay in paper or...
or gum? I don't know. Not a lot of them.
Is it plastic?
Plastic gum?
Well, no, because now it's it could be a person's debit card.
Debit or watch or phone. Well,
debit card still costs the merchant an extra 1.5%.
Do you know I have my phone set up where I could tap, I guess, right?
Yeah. What does that mean?
It's a little big brotherish for me.
And it'll pay for stuff? Guess what I never do? I never remember. I got my phone right in my pocket, my hand. It's right next to my...
You've probably paid for stuff you're even unaware of.
Right.
Somebody's going by and tapping your phone. Oh, he got it. Thanks.
Can that happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it either. I'm just unsure. I always look at the people and go, I guess I could have just tapped that.
Yeah. Then that's why cash is the best way to go.
I put my phone right next to my money clip. They essentially were in the same pocket.
Money clip.
I don't have a wallet.
Is that you keep that money clip in your money belt?
No.
You know. Yeah.
I shouldn't emphasize the word money so much.
No.
It's more like just a
lack
clip.
Of money clip.
Is your debit card in your money clip?
Yeah. I got it's one of them contraptions from the, I don't know, the 2000s. It's got a money clip and then also the card holder.
The 2000s.
Yeah. And you can hold about, well, I've bent it pretty good, so you can hold, what, 6 cards, driver's license. I got a rewards card from one of the gas stations. I got a Menards card.
Menards.
I'm a little over, but my Blue Cross Blue Shield card is more thin, like paper, than it is like a, you know,
an
plastic
actual plastic
card. Yeah,
that's so it deteriorates in your pocket.
Do you guys have wallets then? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
A what?
Wallet.
I have a...
right here. Would fall out of my pocket if I left it there.
Oh. You don't carry a wallet?
I have a leather binder.
Oh, neat. Does it have a rope on it?
I keep my driver's license and my library card.
Why? Do you have that for a second form of identification, or are you going to the library a lot?
No. Some people wonder if I know how to read, and I say, hey,
look,
guy like this with a card like this, you know I can read.
You look at me. I don't have these glasses for nothing.
Yeah.
And they're stylish glasses, I wanted to add.
Yeah, like Fearless Fly.
Do you have different frames for different outfits?
No, I don't have any outfits.
You just got one?
One look is all I have.
What was that thing we were talking about this morning, Schulte? The sound thing? I was wondering if Tim had ever...
music?
The soundabout.
Did you ever have a soundabout?
I do not know what that is.
Was the
I must say, I have not experienced it.
First name for the Sony Walkman back in 1970.
70.
Oh, yeah. I had
soundabout.
A couple of those.
You did?
I never heard of it as a soundabout. It was just a Walkman.
Well, when it got to Mentor, it was it was Walkman.
Yeah. My brother Tom had a transistor radio with a ear plug, and that was the cat's meow back then.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Big deal, huh?
Yeah. Didn't want to turn too fast. You lose the connection of the the radio you're listening to, but the station. But
did both of your earpieces work on your Sony Walkman?
For the most part, until somebody come by and cranked on them.
What about your headband? You know, that strap that always broke.
The headband.
Yeah, remember when you wear headbands?
My first Walkman was a 2.5 foot big player thing you hang on your shoulder.
Oh, boombox.
Boombox.
Yeah,
how many D-sized batteries? Do they still sell D-sized batteries?
D? Oh, yeah. We sell them right here at Simonson's.
Do you sell them?
Yeah. We don't give them away.
Well, I know, but I'm just like, who's still buying them?
Well, flashlights.
People come in. They got some batteries right over there. Oh, great.
You got those big suckers?
Yeah.
Those giant Maglite flashlights?
Maglite.
That now thing the size of a pen is brighter than?
Right. Hey, but that's more of a tool.
More of a camping thing.
Yeah, some of those LED lights on a keychain, you're like, hey. Wow.
They got them on glasses now. I saw a commercial. And they even have a thing that you can charge them up.
Really?
Yeah.
I suppose those things need some wattage.
Yeah, I don't know. It's all space age stuff.
What is it, a nuclear reaction in there that's...
I don't know. It doesn't work off brain power because I have the dull one. Then
some of those LEDs are like a welding light. You'll burn your eyes.
Your eyelids.
Yeah. Remember? Does anybody look at the welding light just to be, risky?
Risky. The arc.
Mm-hmm. I'm watching it. I'm a rebel.
Why am I not surprised?
Hey, did we over what we're going to eat today?
We did not.
Oh.
We were going to attempt to it, and then we got onto something else.
Well.
And then I finally brought up my phone picture of what we're having.
Oh, is it
and
app?
We're starting the day with a Western skillet with hash browns and toast and some eggs and cheese on top of that. Got the lunch buffet going on. Starts from 10 to 1. Chicken, shrimp, all the good stuff. Soup and salad go with it. And what else? We got 3-meat wrap, one of the more popular ones.
With
soup, chicken and dumpling, vegetable beef.
I don't know that I've ever asked this. Are the wraps hot or cold?
They are cold, but that doesn't mean they couldn't be warmed up.
Ah.
We don't want to throw them a curve, but you didn't hear it from me.
Right.
But, yeah, special request, yeah, you can do that.
I don't know. Warm lettuce.
Dunk them in there.
Ew. You guys like warm lettuce?
Yeah, only, I guess, if you don't know you're eating it until it's done.
Yeah, I guess if it's going down. It's all going the same place anyway.
Yeah, it's warm lettuce. When the hot side meets the cold side, isn't it warming up?
Mm-hmm.
Keeps the hot side hot, cold side cool.
What's the difference if you put your lettuce on your taco or if you put your lettuce on your fiesta beef wrap?
Well, here's the deal. It's all about layering. Remember we talked a while back about how a taco really isn't planned out well, like a hard shell? Soft shells are a little bit more, but I have the cheese barrier. You put your cheese on top of your meat, what have you, if it's chicken, a meat, a steak. It then, of course, naturally takes the heat, melts onto your meat. And there you go.
Very scientific. And are you going to get back to your chips on your float from the refair, your ice chips in between your root beer and your ice cream?
Oh, yeah. You guys.
See, it's all layers. It's all layers. Well, life is full of layers.
It is. That's why that scoop of ice cream stayed so long.
Yeah.
It was brilliant. Simple.
Brilliant. We'll try that. We'll put some ice chips in between your sandwich here. Keep the lettuce off the meat and see if that works for you.
Well, I just choose to eat those. I like a cold. I guess I'm a traditionalist already with the wrap concept. I like a cold wrap.
Cold wrap.
How about you guys? Have you had one hot?
We've had them on the stove or on the grill where we light them up. And,
I guess you could panini them.
Yeah, well, we've had them do that, too.
Panini wrap?
Yeah.
I guess that's a way to go. Hold the lettuce and
a little
slide
crisp on the outside and soft and gooey, chewy on the inside.
Not a bad way to do it, especially if you're a sandwich smasher. That's the whole concept of the panini.
Panini.
Kind of defeats the purpose of the wrap, though. Wrap's supposed to be round.
Yeah, because then what is it called then?
Burrito.
Oh, yeah. Then it's just a burrito. Panini, well, burrito.
That's the beautiful thing about some of the foods. Just look at it however you
it's
want.
It's a great thing
you
about Simonson's.
Change the letters around, and there you go.
It's a great thing about Simonson's.
Yeah.
Order it the way you want it.
We're adaptable.
Okay. Oh, you want me to call it a taco or a burrito? I'll do that for you.
Whatever, however you order it.
When is that on? Wednesday or Thursday, the taco wrap?
That was Monday, yesterday, wasn't it?
Oh, Fiesta? That's right.
Fiesta wrap was yesterday, wasn't it?
I got you. I'm just getting with it. You got hot coffee this morning?
Coffee's hot. Cappuccinos are smoking. Raphael's has got the donuts here, so people have been taking advantage of that this morning. Got several people in the cafe having a little breakfast. The sun's shining right now. I don't know how it's going to keep on going, but we'll see what happens.
It's not. Well,
it's
you guys
not.
You guys have a good Tuesday.
Not with a K.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Good morning. It is 8:20. Well, good morning, 8:23, as we gear up for Health and Harvest Fest on this Tuesday. Grace is with us with the, you're with the biobank, right?
Yep. So I work with Sanford Health Imagenetics, and we have the Sanford Chip Genetic Screening Test and also the Sanford Health Biobank.
So for us regular folks, what does that mean?
Yep. So the Sanford Chip is a genetic screening test that we offer Sanford Health patients. It's a laboratory-developed test. It's a self-pay test of $49. And we look to see how patients metabolize different medications with our pharmacogenetic portion. So this can help your providers find the right medication for you at the right dose at the right time.
Wow.
So instead of having to do like trial and error, you can use your genetic results to help find the right medication for you.
And so you'll have this set up tomorrow at Health and Harvest Fest?
Yep. So if people are interested, they can stop by and learn more about what the Sanford Chip has to offer and if they're eligible. It is something that's offered to all Sanford patients. You do have to be 18 years of age, have a MyChart account, and have a relationship with a Sanford provider. But I can help patients. You see if they're eligibility, get them enrolled if that's something they're interested in. And then I'll also be having information about the Sanford Health Biobank, which has been going on since, I think, 2011. But that's a free and voluntary program offered to all Sanford Health patients.
And also tomorrow, the Sanford Chip for Veterans.
Yep. So it's the same chip that's offered to all patients, but instead of paying $49, any Sanford patients that have served in the U.S. military also get it for free. They don't have to pay for
it. Nice.
Yeah.
That is very cool.
Yeah, it's something Denny Sanford donated a bunch of money to have this offered to veterans.
Is this a fairly new technology?
It was developed a few years ago, but it's been about a year since it's been rolled out into Sanford. So pharmacogenetics has been around. It's getting more and more prevalent within the last 10 years or so. So the goal of Sanford Imagenetics is how do we integrate genetics into everyday care and primary care, and one of our hallmark features currently is the Sanford chip.
And so that has your medical information on it too, right?
Yep. So it looks, like I said, for pharmacogenetic testing to help with medication, but also does disease disposition to see to screen patients to see if they have a higher chance of developing certain types of cardiovascular diseases and different types of cancer based on your genes. And this is embedded into your medical record at Sanford. It's ordered by your primary provider. The results are managed by your primary provider as well. So they'll work with you to help create a plan that works best for you.
Wow. See, when they have the knowledge, they know more and you'll know earlier, and then that's how much more they can do.
Yep.
If you happen to have a certain condition or whatever, the earlier we know, that gives more options for.
Yep, and the things we screen for in the Sanford chip have actionable steps to be taken to either help minimize the symptoms on a patient or decrease them altogether. So there's actionable steps that can be taken to help prevent them and help patients live a better life.
All right. The more we know, the better off we'll be. So get that information and more tomorrow. They can get it at Sanford Health.
Yep. So you can visit it, talk with your primary care provider about this, or also visit us at sanfordimagenetics.org. Otherwise, tomorrow I'll be at the Health and Harvest Festival.
Just stop by, say hi. You're not committed to anything. The more we know, the better off we'll be. Grace, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
Will do.
Good morning. It's 8:27. You have sports?
Twins were off yesterday, open up a two-game series in Milwaukee tonight.
Ooh.
Nelson Cruz is on the injured list. He's been their hottest hitter since the All-Star break. He ruptured a tendon in his left wrist.
Wow.
And he's going to be back shortly. Says he does not need surgery.
Wow.
They're going to need him down the stretch.
Perfect.
Ruptured tendon and all. Hmm. BSU football practice started yesterday. If you saw him out in the rain, sure sign of fall.
Yeah. I know the high school boys soccer.
High school teams across the state started yesterday.
Volleyball, in the rain.
Cross country, football.
Get out there.
It's that time of year. That's sports.
Well done and extremely rare. Served up just the way you like it.
Ugh, what does that taste like?
It's time for Brian in the Kitchen.
Brian in the Kitchen here on the Morning Stretch, brought to us by Stittsworth Meats.
Cheese and grills.
Stittsworth's right next to the United Way. United Way right next to Stittsworth.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Shannon here momentarily. Right. all about salads this week.
Oh, yeah, salad.
So we've got a salad bar at Health and Harvest Fest tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Warm flank steak salad with mint and cilantro.
Wow.
I have a recipe that is very heavy with cilantro, and I can't stand the stuff.
Huh.
I know a lot of people like it. Tastes like soap to me. There's a segment of the population
that
does.
Amberlynn knew that the other day. She...
Quarter of a cup of soy sauce, freshly ground black pepper, quarter cup minced fresh lemongrass. 1 2.5 pound flank steak. Flank steak is so underutilized. It is delicious. Used to be that a brisket or a flank steak would be, you know, 72 cents a pound.
Yeah.
People started figuring out how they can make delicious food with it. No, it's not 72 cents a pound anymore.
Right.
It's still delicious. 3 tablespoons of fresh lime juice. 2 tablespoons Asian fish sauce. It's got a little bit of heat to that. A tablespoon of crushed red pepper. That's got a lot more heat to that if you are... not one that likes fresh black pepper.
What do you like, fresh black pepper, Shanna?
Or do you like stale, old Minnesota bland
like spicy
black pepper?
I would say fresh, probably. I'm not a huge pepper gal.
If you don't, but she'll take it.
But if it's there, you know.
Don't like spice, maybe tone down on the fish sauce and the crushed red pepper. Half a teaspoon of sugar, 2 medium shallots, quarter cup of mint, and a quarter cup of cilantro. So your salad is fresh mint and fresh cilantro.
Wow.
You're not grilling iceberg. You're not grilling romaine. You're not. It's just mint and cilantro. Extremely fresh.
Gotcha.
With your seasoned up flank steak. Full recipes at brianinthekitchen.com. As always, brought to us by Stittsworth Meats.
Cheese and grills. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning.
United Tuesday with the United Way.
Yes.
How'd the beer and wine tasting go?
It went really well.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. We had an awesome turnout. And
it was a nice night, too.
It was a beautiful night for
perfect
that. Yeah, and we're in our new room at Rutgers, and it was a nice night.
Perfect.
All around.
Now what?
Well, on September 10th, we have our trap shooting tournament.
Oh, yes.
And so we're recruiting teams at the moment if anyone wants to come and shoot. We have teams of 5. Each team shoots 2 rounds of 25.
This sells out.
Shots each, yeah. So last year, I believe we had 25 teams participate in it. And we give awards for first place, second place, and third place for teams overall. And then for novice shooters, intermediate, and expert. So it gets pretty competitive once you get going.
Right, it filled up right away last year.
Yeah.
So get in early.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can suggest.
Yeah.
And if the trap tournament is coming up?
You know what that means.
Chili cook-off's coming up.
Do you guys want to guess the theme this year?
'50s.
No.
100 years ago, BSU.
that was last year.
Oh, that's right.
It is the Wild West.
Wild, Wild West.
Yeah. So if maybe trap shooting's not your thing, consider having a chili booth.
Right. It's always a fun day.
Yeah.
And it's not a day either. Just a morning and lunch, and you're back to what you normally do.
So, back several years ago when the chili cook-off was still at the mall?
Yeah, when you get to come out of retirement, Chelsea.
I made a true Texas-style chili that had 15 different kinds of chili powder in it.
Oh, my.
The person that was supposed to be serving the chili didn't stir the chili. So by the time we got to the bottom of the chili vat, that's where all the chili powder was. Would take the paint right off of the wall.
That
stuff was hot.
Did that part go to the judges?
No.
We probably got the top part.
It was extremely hot.
Sounds like you need to try that again.
Yeah, that's the beautiful thing about the chili cook-off is there's all kinds of chili.
Yes. I think I only got around to 11 different kinds last year, but I forget how many teams we have, but you can't...
In the 20s.
Yeah.
That's a lot. It's a good lunch.
Yeah, it's September 18th this year at the Sanford Center once again.
You're right, Chelsea. Just plan for lunch that day.
Yep.
Was that Tuesday? Thursday?
Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's always delicious fun.
Yes.
And that's on the website.
Yep. All of that information is on unitedwaybemidji.org.
Perfect. What else you got? Anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, I can highlight one of our partner agencies while I'm here.
Sure.
Have you guys heard of Peacemaker Resources?
I have not.
No.
No? Well, they do social-emotional learning for children in our community, and they do a lot of programs where they go into schools and teach the teachers how to implement these social-emotional learning programs into the schools. I interviewed the principal at Lincoln Elementary, and he said that after Peacemakers was in their school and taught their teachers and their students, they found a significant decrease in suspensions and behavior problems because the kids start managing their own conflicts. And they start using I statements to say, I feel like this when this happens, or...
Communicating, that's the key, right?
Yeah, instead of just fighting and ending up in the principal's office, they're actually staying in their teachers' classrooms and bonding with their classmates.
What a novel idea.
Yeah.
Good program.
No idea this program existed.
Yeah, and they're getting all over our schools and expanding to different grades, and they're really making a great impact for the Bemidji students.
Excellent. Glad we can support it.
Yeah.
Shannon, you can get all this and more on the website?
Yep, unitedwaybemidji.org.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Good morning. It is 8:34. It is 8:38, morning stretch on a Tuesday. Well, I guess this will be the last you come in for a while, Jay.
I know. This is arguably one of the saddest days of the year. It's a bittersweet ending to an awesome, awesome walk summer that we had.
It was.
Yep. But all things got to come to an end, and this will be our last Go 100 walk for the year. Kicking things off at the Sanford Center starting at 5 o'clock.
And if you haven't walked in any of the previous ones, you can still come tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on out. You know, it's always a good time. Come socialize, and we're going to be chatting a little bit about some of the things that are upcoming here in the rest of the summer that we do have and fall that we can still kind of get active and get involved with. So,
right.
Yeah, always kind of close with that, you know, just stating that it doesn't really end here.
You can keep on walking.
Yep, this is just the beginning.
Or, you know, doing yard work, chores. Raking's got to be a pretty good exercise.
Raking, dare I say shoveling?
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's definitely a lot of opportunity out there, and we've got some good primers that are going to kind of set us up, too, for some of that fall stuff, winter stuff. Health and Harvest, obviously, coming up tomorrow.
What are you doing there tomorrow?
I don't even know.
Yeah. You're helping out everywhere.
Just kind of see, yeah. We got some blood pressures that we'll be doing, as well as some range of motion screens. But I know we got probably 5, 6, 7 vendors there from Sanford.
10 total cholesterol,
is it really?
HD cholesterol, general women's health,
pediatrics,
hearing screening.
Oh, yeah.
We got a special room that'll be all quiet for audiology screening, for the hearing screening, head and neck screening.
Yep. Yeah, pediatrics will be there. AirMed, bringing the choppa.
Tobacco cessation.
Yep, tobacco. That's right. So
cardio check.
So
stroke prevention.
So let this be like a good segue into those fall months.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll get checked out. It's all free.
All free. Yep.
Something's up. Then
as is the walk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, it'll be the last walk again. 5 o'clock. Walk starts at 5:30. A little chat around for that. 5:20 time slot.
Sanford Center?
Sanford Center tonight. Yes, yeah. Sir. Yeah.
Gate 4.
Gate 4.
Same door you'll use to go to Health and Harvest Fest. Excellent. Right by there.
Yeah. So.
Wow. And then next week is the Healing Powwow.
Healing Powwow on the 22nd, I think. Pretty confident in that one. So yeah, come check that out, too. That's always a good time as well.
We're going to be there for a couple hours, broadcasting live, hanging out.
Yep.
They're always really cool. If you've never been to one, go to this one.
Go to this one, yeah. And, we got a few blood drives going on. Not that Sanford's putting on, but we do have we're hosting a blood drive from...
I read that there's some need for some blood types, right?
Oh, there's always.
Always.
Always a need. Another opportunity to kind of get involved with the community as well as with that Healing Powwow next week. And then before you know it, we got the Blue Ox Marathon coming up pretty soon here,
right,
which we'll be sponsoring. So
Community Appreciation Day with BSU.
Community Appreciation.
29th.
Yep. So, like I said, this is just going to be kind of a nice little transition and segue for us to a lot of those other opportunities that are still upcoming.
Still going to be Razzy until the end of the year. Might as well walk it off tonight.
Walk it off starting at 5 o'clock. Looks like the weather's going to hold off. Fingers crossed. Oh, yeah. Even if not, you know, we'll still have a good time.
The last one. Yeah. Jake, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Good morning. It is 8:42.
It's the Morning Stretch.
Yes, I love that.
With Mark and Brian.
I am so psyched.
On Mix 103.
Well, good morning. It is 8:49, Morning Stretch. Tuesday. Thanks for everybody that stopped in, right?
Been a busy morning.
Yeah. It makes the day go quicker. You know what I'm saying? Squeeze in, don't you know, trivia. No? How about news from the Weirdwire? Brought to us by the Eagles Club. Lunch today, sausage and sauerkraut.
Kraut?
Sausage and sauerkraut for lunch today at the Eagles. We'll serve that up 11:30. There is Bar Bingo tonight at 7 at the Eagles Club. Drink specials. Beer buckets, 4 for $12. Domestics only after 6:30. $5 pitchers, 50 cents off rail drinks. And did I mention sausage and sauerkraut for lunch today at the Eagles Club? This Friday, third Friday of the month, and that will get you the steak or shrimp, the delicious Stitsworth steak. Not the Stitsworth steak, but steaks from Stitsworth. Follow me?
Gotcha.
$16 member prize, $20 non-member prize. Also, Bar Bingo Saturday at 2. But tomorrow or tonight at 7 at the Eagles Club. And, you know, sometimes it makes me feel, these weird stories make me feel like I'm a good person. Makes me nervous to go to Florida. When you hear Old Town Road, you most likely think about the musician, what is it, Lil Nas X?
Sure.
Historic Billboard chart-topping song. However, in Leslie, Massachusetts, it's an actual street that's paying the price of fame. Much like the Stoner drive we have here in Bemidji. What are they talking?
$300 to replace the sign every time it gets stolen.
We got three times so far. We're already up to $1,000. The town government confirmed on its website. Currently, the street sign posts are empty. Department of Public Works is waiting for the song's popularity to fade before replacing the signs again. Old Town Road. Billy Ray Cyrus. That'll do it. Street signs are missing. Let's just wait till it falls off the charts. I'm sure people will keep taking it. An alleged burglar got caught trying to play Santa Claus while dressed in his birthday suit. He's now sitting in jail and some provided clothing.
Some clothes.
Yeah. Orange jumpsuit, I'm thinking.
I'm sorry, but I don't think it would be all that pleasant to be in a chimney naked.
Right?
I think I'd want some...
This is the Los Angeles. Yeah.
Which is odd, you've got chimneys in Los Angeles.
Right. Well, that way you can have reports like this one. He said people were trying to kill him. He did drugs, and somebody laced his drugs with drugs. Now he's in bad shape, so he's trying to go down chimney in Los Angeles naked. That'll get you in jail. Oh, they did give him a towel. At this point, you can only arrest him on suspicion of burglary. He got caught going to the suspected burglary.
He said he just needed water. I wasn't going to steal anything.
Yeah, I just needed some water. I just usually, you know, like to drop in. Don't want to get my clothes dirty.
Thinking back to it, when we lived in L.A., yeah. Our house didn't have a furnace.
Fireplace?
Yeah.
Well, like, you only needed to get warm once in a while?
Yeah.
Makes sense. I didn't know this could be a weapon, but apparently it has been. Amazon's home assistants have many intended uses. This certainly isn't one of the intended uses. A Florida woman was arrested for a domestic battery after she threw an Amazon Fire TV cube at her husband's head.
Hmm.
So if you would have thrown it at his ankle, would that be different? Thing costs $120. And a metal drinking cup. The husband.
These two have issues.
Right. The items left a cut on the guy's chin and a large knot on his head. She's a good thrower.
Maybe she should go pitching. Play for a softball team instead right. of...
Take out her aggression there on the field, on the diamonds. It says they began arguing Sunday night because she didn't want to go to church with him. Uh-oh. After the service, he returned home and claimed his wife was being mean. So she started throwing stuff. He didn't want to press charges. Just a number of things got out of hand. Should not have happened. Both parties, Matthew told authorities. She said that her husband struck her. Now Alexa needs to find a good attorney. I hope they get everything worked out. Sounds like they will.
Something tells me they shouldn't.
Right.
Maybe just go your separate ways.
By now. And then this one. TV mask-wearing pranksters drop vintage TVs on people. That's not funny.
Well, they drop it on the porch. Not on people.
Oh. Well, it made me think. So, in Henrico County, Virginia, people woke up Sunday morning to an unexpected delivery on their doorsteps. Vintage TVs, several doorbell cameras in the neighborhood caught the culprits, who are all wearing TV-shaped masks in the act. He wants to know to be known as the TV Santa Claus. I don't know. Jim Brooksbank told WTVR-TV in Virginia. The TV Santa Claus gifted him a tube-style 13-inch TV. I can't think of any technology or political point that would be valid here. It's just senseless prank.
You got a giant TV, man. Those tubes are worth a lot of money.
Yeah, are they? Because to get rid of them at the landfill...
If they're not broken, they're worth money.
Yeah, but to get rid of them, it costs you like $10-$15. Is it a crime? Is it littering? Is that what they can get them for?
I'm sure they'll find something.
Lieutenant Matt Pekka of the Henrico Police said the TVs ended up at the majority of homes throughout the community. Local law enforcement worked with solid waste divisions to remove over 50 TVs from the neighborhood.
Okay, even a 13-inch tube TV is going to weigh, I don't know, 40, 50 pounds?
I would go to the place that's been taking in TVs. What a pain.
When was the last time you saw a tube TV anywhere?
In the garage. I got to take it to the landfill. And we got some of those big ones now. You feel like, I don't want to throw it away. Works just fine.
No, it doesn't.
I didn't say it looks as good as the new ones, but it works just fine. No, it doesn't.
No.
That's news from the Weird Wire, brought to us by the Eagles Club. Sausage and kraut today for lunch.